This is a production of Cornell University.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, June 6th, meeting of the Employee Assembly, and it's 12:22 p.m. Are there any late additions to the agenda for today? No. Okay, moving right along, we will look to approve the minutes from the last meeting. For those of you who were not on the membership last time, you don't need to vote on the approval of these, especially if you weren't there and whatnot. So, if anybody has anything to point out.
I move that we approve the minutes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Great. Thank you. Any abstain? Are new folks abstaining or are you voting?
Who moved?
Bridget moved. I think Leslie seconded. So it's up to you guys if you want to vote on meeting minutes from a meeting you weren't at.
Aye.
Okay. Great. Okay. I just don't want to pressure you guys. Okay. So, moving right along, business of the day, appointment of new EA members. That would be for the empty seat, Amy? Or are we talking about, yeah. So, we have an empty seat. One of our newly elected members took a job elsewhere at Cornell, not at Cornell, outside of Cornell. So, he had to resign from the seat because he can't fill it for us. So, we have one vacant seat, and I have two interested candidates. Greg Meese, who had run for the trustee seat, and a woman named Nancy Bell, who contacted me saying she'd like to get involved. So I don't have any information on them right now because we just kind of realized this. Nancy was interested yesterday. So I'm going to ask them to both complete the EA candidate form, and what will happen is we can bring that to our Geneva meeting, take a look, and vote on one or the other of them. We only have one seat that we can fill. So if that works for everyone, we'll just do that for our next meeting.
What kind of seat is that? Is it like an
endowment? It is an at-large. Okay. So it could be anyone.
Okay.
Could be anyone. Yep. So we will do that at our next meeting. Moving right along, it's the time where we elect new officers. The officer terms are only 1 year, so every seat is up for election. The way we'll do that is we'll begin with chair. I'll open up for nominations. You can nominate someone else. You can nominate yourself. If we have more than one person running, you can make a statement. After that, we'll vote, and then we'll move down the line to the next open seat. So I'd like to call for nominations for the seat of chair.
I would like to nominate Tanya.
You need a second.
Thank you.
I don't know. Sure.
I third it.
I will accept the nomination. Are there any other nominations? Do we want to nominate who's not here? You can nominate who's not here as well. We're lucky you're here, Morris. Okay, seeing no other nominations, I guess we can move to a vote.
Call for acclamation.
Okay, a call for acclamation. So what is that? All right. Great, okay. Thank you. Moving on to the role of vice chair, I'll open the floor for nominations. And
who are you? I'd like to nominate Bridget Schaffner again.
Okay, I'll second that. All right. Okay, any other nominations? Hey, Bill, how are you? That's all right.
We just nominated you.
We are, right now we have the floor open for nominations for vice chair. Bridget has been nominated. Are there any other nominations of self or others you can nominate? No. Okay, then I'll close nominations. And what am I saying here, Amy? Tell me again.
Call for acclamation.
Okay. And that is Bridget. And next, Vice Chair of Internal Operations, I'll open that for nominations. And I will nominate Bridget Cristelli.
Second.
Third.
Would anybody else like to run for Vice Chair of Internal Operations? Okay, and again, call for acclamation. I'm going to write it down. Okay, so that would be Bridget. Okay, next would be Vice Chair of Finance. And I would like to open the floor for nominations for that. I can let you know that I will nominate Bob Blanco. He couldn't be here today, but he had spoken to me and expressed interest in that position, so he would like to run. So I will nominate him.
You don't want to do it again, John?
No. He can't be on the executive committee when I'm in the position.
Mm. Anyone else interested in running for finance chair? Anyone want to second Bob?
Have at it.
All right. Okay. No other nominations. I will call for acclamation.
All right.
I wrote it down. That's fine. Okay. Okay. Next, I'd like to call for nominations for Vice Chair of Communications. Really? No one's interested. Anyone have any communications background? Leslie, you want to talk about what the? So Leslie, you want to talk about it a little bit?
Sure. That commission obviously chairs the communications committee. They pretty much promote on elections. So when elections come around, there's a communication plan for elections. So they make sure all the publicity and communication goes out. For elections, they also do the EAE news, which goes out quarterly, so they put that together and get it out to the
community.
EAE for, you know, for changes and that goes out to all staff. And
sit on the executive committee.
On the executive committee.
You work with Nancy in the paw print.
For paw print. So anything, you know, anything communications related, things that need to go out in the paw print. We do the flyers for the presidents, the dress for the staff, and help communicate about that.
I nominate Eric.
And you can choose to accept or decline the nomination. We can also say that we have people who aren't here if we want to hold off. I just don't want to put you on the spot if you are interested.
Are you willing to stay on the committee to help?
Oh, yeah, I'll stay on the committee for sure.
You'll have a minute.
I will second it.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yay!
All right. Okay, so I will call for acclamation on that one. Thank you, Eric. Okay, and lastly, we have the role of parliamentarian. We did not fill this seat last year, but it's an opportunity to be on the executive committee to kind of learn a little bit more about what the exec committee does. You would want to know kind of the charter for the EA and the bylaws and, you know, learn a little bit about Robert's Rules of Order. Not that we necessarily get that entrenched in issues that we need to really focus on that, and we could always fall to Ari at times. But if anybody is interested in that position, I would open up for nominations.
Super easy job.
It just depends on if somebody wants an extra meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The problem.
Yeah, I know, and I completely understand. That's why, I mean, we went with that one last year, so we can hold off on that. And if anybody thinks about it and decides that they want to, you know, take on that role to kind of learn more of the inner workings, just let me know and we can open up and vote on that, unless anybody wants to nominate themselves or someone else now.
So it's independent of the committee, and it's also how often are the meetings?
So you would be on the executive committee. We meet on the off weeks of the EA. So essentially, instead of having two meetings a month, you would have four meetings a month.
Okay.
At lunchtime.
At lunchtime. And we try to, I mean, we'll work it on how it works well for everybody's schedule. So that's not really a set date until we get together and we'll decide. So. Are you interested, or?
I'm interested, but I don't know if I can do 4 meetings.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay. Well, if you decide, let me know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then we will, I guess, leave that one open for now, and I'll email the other EA members who are not here and let folks know that those seats are that seat is still open. Okay, moving right along to committee chairs. So, Bridget, do you want to kind of talk about the committee stuff? So we'll let Bridget talk through kind of the different committees. Some will need chairs. Some will just need people appointed to, and we don't have to decide all of that today. I mean, we have our next Geneva meeting that we can include.
It's just passed around the Employee Assembly Committee. Second page, or the back of that first page contains additional committees that the EA has a member serving on, such as the CARE Fund, University Benefits Committee, University Faculty Senate. I also included the REST team on that, Tanya, and those four committees.
Great.
For breakouts of that group. The second page includes the University Assembly Committee, as well as associate committees of the University Assembly that we're responsible for having an EA representative on. I noted who was interested, who served this past year and is interested in returning and or chairing if I knew the information. So we still do for staff recognition and awards committee, we need someone to chair that committee, as well as we can always have additional people serve on that if you're interested.
Mm-hmm.
Personnel policy committee, Jeannie is interested in chairing again. Linda is interested in serving again. Education committee, Lamania is interested in chairing again. Melissa is interested in serving again. Kathy, who was on the EA last year, who is no longer an EA member, is still interested in serving as a non-EA member on that committee, which I think is great because that's one of the areas that we've always had a downfall is trying to find non-EA members to serve on these committees. Communications committee, Curtis and Bill are both interested in serving. I can now add that Eric is going to chair that committee. Thank you, Eric.
And I'll be on this.
Yes, and I'll put you on too, likely. CARE Fund, Gemma, I'm assuming you're still going to serve on that committee.
Yep.
Okay. We do need a representative to serve on University Benefits Committee, as well as University Faculty Senate. Faculty Senate meets monthly, correct? University Benefits, my understanding from that is they meet maybe a couple times a semester, maybe once a quarter or something like that. They don't meet a whole lot from my understanding.
And I can let you know, I did talk with Joe Ampersetti yesterday who expressed interest in sitting on the Benefits Committee.
Oh, okay.
So he would be interested in that role.
And I also have an interest in the Benefits Committee.
Okay.
I think that would fit my schedule well.
Okay.
Less is more.
I hear you.
Can you email me, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
The faculty said you said it's one meeting a month.
Yes, and that's
usually like
at
the end.
It's like a 4:30, I think, isn't it?
4:30.
Is it usually like Wednesdays?
I think
I might be interested in going forward for that.
Okay.
Just email me and let
me
know. Okay.
The REST team, that is a new committee that's being formed to look at the results of the employee engagement survey. Tanya and Bridget is being chair and vice chair of the EA. We'll both be serving on the REST team on that committee. And then there are four breakout committees. There's the career choice, staff recognition, supervisor feedback, and workload. I have expressed interest in serving as on the career choice. David Brooks is stated that he will be serving on the supervisor feedback committee. And as a result of David serving on that committee, he has asked not to serve on other committees.
Might it make sense for this year to have the staff recognition mm-hmm. awards committee that we have roll into the staff recognition there instead of having double efforts?
So I met with Betsy Schreier and Karen Rapponi yesterday about the recognitions and awards program, and they will actually be want to tie in with us, and they want someone to be involved. And I don't know how that would work with your schedule, Gemma, because I know you're interested in potentially chairing recognition and awards.
I'm happy to fill those roles. You want me to serve on the committee and then serve on the rest?
Mm-hmm. That would be awesome. So we can, you know, then maybe if you're both interested, you can, yeah. So, because I just know you're not on campus as much,
right.
So that may be hard for you. But either way, they want an EA member to sit on that committee. So if you want to sit on that committee and whatnot, we can go from there. But they've got a whole packet and program put together, and they're really moving forward. And they want to work on some of our programs with us to kind of make an umbrella. They have some really cool ideas.
Next are the University Assembly Committees. We have the overall University Assembly. Bridget, I believe you expressed interest in serving.
And I think we already voted on that. So Bridget's on, and Ned is on, correct, Amy?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm on by default as chair. And then I think we have one spot left open.
Mm-hmm.
Am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah, Jim.
Jim's on, but then I thought we still had one spot open. So if anybody's interested in being on the University Assembly, we have one seat open still on that one.
Okay. And for everyone's information, how often does that meet?
Oh, well, University Assembly meets once or twice a month, but I would count on twice because if they've got business, they'll meet. But they meet at 4:30.
Until six.
Yeah. So they meet end of day kind of thing. So if anybody's interested in that one, again, let Bridget know. And that's a conglomerate of faculty, staff, and students at the university. So they're kind of the umbrella organization over kind of the EA and the GPSA. So we roll things up to them that are beyond just employee issues.
There is also Post and Judicial Committee. Curtis Ferguson has agreed to serve on that again, so we don't need anyone else on that one unless, of course, there's someone else that's dying to serve on the Post and Judicial Committee. Campus Welfare Committee, Lavanya has expressed interest in serving on that again. Again, that fills that, but if there is someone else that's interested in serving on it, I'm sure we could probably staff it with somebody else. We need someone for Campus Infrastructure Committee. There is the Campus Planning Committee. Jeannie has agreed to serve on that again. I do believe we need one more person for that committee, though.
The Welfare Committee, the Infrastructure Committee, and Campus Planning, I think all meet about once a month.
And then we have Public Safety Advisory Committee. Bill has agreed to serve on that again. And then we have Transportation Hearing and Appeals Board, which we have two seats open on that committee.
Didn't Jason send me to continue to do that? I might want to check with him.
Okay.
I thought you said that as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can we get something in the popcorn about what committees have open seats for non-EA members?
Mm-hmm.
Nancy, is the last popcorn coming up like soon?
Yes.
Is there room?
The last one is June 15th, which is next Friday, which I think we're just listing, so it's not like
yeah, it's okay. Easy to just put a list and then contact you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, there's July 27th, the next day off.
Right.
Yeah, if we could get the June one, that would be great.
Because you'll want to announce who's been elected anyhow to the executive committee. And then we can open the seat for 9 years. For 9 years. We don't need to be actually have all these other committees.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
and we could drive them to the website too.
Any of these EA committees, we'll take non-members.
Right. So. And is that getting addressed at the volunteer extravaganza as well?
The volunteer extravaganza happened, and they did. Leslie Meyerhoff was there, and she did talk about committees and folks getting involved and that sort of thing. But it's always nice. There's a lot of people who are on committees who have been on them for a long time, and it's always nice, you know, if you know people in your office and or around campus that might be interested, you know, just to get them in and get them involved. It's always nice to have kind of new folks involved a little bit. Bridget, if we can just jump back a second to the employee survey committees. I've got a little more detail on what each of the groups has proposed that they're going to be working on. If that's helpful to anybody, the workload committee is going to be looking at, it looks like, 4 different areas. They're going to be looking at position evaluation and analysis to look at tools to review positions, wellness as an area, you know, the importance of the researcher recommended a new wellness policy and personal and professional development policy that incorporates buy-in from across the university and ensure consistency across campus. There's also the energy project expansion, which I think, Linda, you know a bit about.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, the energy project is a program that came into HR, and it just talks about different ways of working and different things that you could do, you know, when it's best to kind of get up and walk away from your desk and how to really use your energy at its peaks and ebbs and flows.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something they're looking at. And then alignment and change tools. So they're going to be looking at new tools for workload management and, you know, refining existing tools and that sort of thing, benchmarking stuff. So that's kind of the workload group. Career opportunities is going to be looking at building strategies to broaden opportunities for staff career development, career growth, role refinement and rollout of the Career Choices Program, which is on Cornell's website on the my.cornell, if you want to take a look at that, and integrating with Workday. Supervisor feedback is going to be researching and recommending a design and mechanism to enhance the ability for staff to give feedback to managers, including open and confidential methods, and on a regular annual basis or just-in-time methods. And then Recognition Awards has put together a 5-part program with a bunch of different awards stemming anywhere from individual excellence to management to innovation, diversity and inclusion, and then an overall President's Award for Excellence, which would be kind of the top from this whole pool of folks. So they'll be looking at that, some low cost, no cost. And they've got a program that's been approved by the university already. And they're just looking at how to implement that, and they really want to partner with EA, like on our kudos and you know, George Peter kind of really bringing that up. I think it will depend on the group, and that I really don't know. If you're interested, we would put you in contact kind of with the lead. And I expect, just knowing the committee that Bridget and I are on, they're meeting twice a month, the overall team. So I expect that these will be committees that will be quite busy and quite active because they have a significant charge to deal with, and they want to move things forward. So I don't expect that it'll be kind of those once a quarter kind of thing, but it'll definitely be exciting committees, and you'll have an opportunity to kind of be at the front of the change that's going to happen on campus for staff. So it'll be really interesting, I think, if you have time to serve. So if anybody's interested in committees, let Bridget know, right?
Yes. If you could email me by, when are we going to meet?
It's the 20th.
If you could email me by, like, next Friday of any committees you're interested in, then what I'd like to do is try to have an idea for when we go to Geneva to discuss it in Geneva.
And if you've got like a first, second, third choice, that's kind of how we did it last year. You know what your preference would be and then some others.
And it would also be great if you're interested in maybe serving on like one DA and one UA committee is what we did last year as well.
I don't know if you still have that little spreadsheet. Did you do that beforehand or after?
I did that after.
Yeah. So maybe if you have it kind of...
That's what I'd like.
Yeah.
I figured I'd do this now so that we've got an idea of... So that everybody has an idea of the committees, and then I'll create that spreadsheet for our Geneva meeting.
Okay. Excellent.
Email is DAC89. Please and thank you.
And if you want to talk to any kind of current committee chair, you know, the people who chaired committees in the past, because you have an interest in either serving or being on a committee, or anyone who's kind of served on a committee you might be interested in, just email whomever, and I'm sure they'll be happy to chat with you about what it's like and what they do, that sort of thing. I'm guessing we don't have any committee reports. Anybody? Leslie?
I can't think of anything.
No? Okay. Old business, I'll just pass along the kudos lunch, which we had last week for... folks who have received kudos, and you know, I think it went really well. We had about 30 some odd people there. Everyone was really appreciative. I think it was a nice little luncheon.
Yep, thank you.
I think what might be really nice is if we set a date. You know, if we just kind of pick a date earlier, and then when we send out acknowledgement of kudos, which is something that we'll do moving forward, we'll let folks know what the date is so that hopefully more people can attend the kudos.
Now,
so there were a bunch of people who couldn't attend.
Jason took photos, which I've seen. He does have one of the whole
Yep.
Team. Did he, or is there a way that we can identify every person?
No. We can try.
Okay.
Yes, and send it, and I'll see who I can remember, and I'm sure between those of us who were there, we can, because everybody was sitting at different tables, so. That went really well. Any new business?
Just back up for
sure.
I'm sorry. For those of you that chaired EA committee this past year, can you please email me the names of the people that served on your committee so that I can work on their certificate? This is what I have so far.
I think, doesn't Amy have all that information?
I don't know if Amy...
It may be on history, like if you look at past committee members, I think it will show up there. But we might want to have every chair double check, because if someone didn't go through the mechanisms, they may not be on that list.
Right.
So
it would just be great if everybody could just shoot me a quick email of who was on that committee. And then I will have certificates ready, hopefully for Geneva, for the chairs of those committees to sign.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Any new business? I'll just throw out the Geneva trip, so that's on the 20th. Is there anyone who's not planning on going or not able to go? You can't go, Eric? Okay.
I won't be able to go, but
we took some photos, yeah.
Okay.
Where does the bus leave from?
It's going to be a minivan or something like a minivan, and last year we had it meet up at Day Hall.
Okay.
So if that...
And we're supposed to let you know how many people need rides.
Yeah, that's why I want to figure out who's coming, so I know who needs rides, kind of thing.
Yeah. I've just switched responsibilities, and I'm in charge of compliance, and we just got notification of an impending audit, and I
love
it. So if indeed that does transpire, I may not be able to.
Okay.
It seems a little.
Right.
The timing
is
a little
convenient for that.
Well, that's what we'll figure out. I want to kind of figure out. And if anybody lives on that side of
the west side?
The world, Like, I live over there. I met the van last year. So if anybody doesn't plan on coming to campus and you want to just meet over there, we can make a place to connect up over there so you don't have to drive all the way over here to go all the way back there.
So. What size caps in your van did you get in?
We haven't gotten yet because we don't have any people.
You sent out something, right?
Uh-huh. Nobody replied.
And I'm going, and I can be met over there, or I could take my own vehicle and take the Morris.
You need a seat.
So I do or don't need a seat. It doesn't really matter.
I will need a ride.
Likewise. And Michelle will need a ride.
It looks like we definitely need a van.
Maybe send out the email again. I don't really remember.
I remember
getting home.
Yeah,
was great.
Good for me, anyway.
That's what you say.
I remember when I was telling you
about it. All right.
Well, see, I did respond to it.
All right, so any other new business? I suggest we eat pizza and then we could open forum on whatever. Can somebody make a motion to adjourn?
I'm going
to
be adjourned.
All right, great, thank you.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.